Good morning, everyone. Today we celebrate the feast day of exaltation of the Holy Cross. Today also is my diaconate ordination, my anniversary to become a deacon. I was ordained as a deacon 3 years ago in the seminary. And you know that before you become a priest, you will be ordained at a transitional deacon. With that, I have a PhD question for you all, okay, in order to wake you up. So you know that I was ordained a deacon 3 years ago, and now I am a priest, okay? So question for you, am I still a deacon or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
So the answer is yes. The answer is yes. Yes, I am a deacon and I am a priest. And then if you, next time, if you see the Archbishop Samuel Aquila or another bishop, so you go find this one. So deacon right now, he has a dogmatic, okay? So like the red one, it called dogmatic. And this one called jazzable, okay? This one called jazzable. So next time if you see a bishop, you will see he has a jazzable outside and also dogmatic inside. What does it mean? It means he's still a deacon, he's still a priest, and he's a bishop, okay? And I am a deacon, and I am a priest. Okay, so just let you know about that. There's a story that a Catholic person and then a non-Catholic person, they both come into the church on Sunday, and the Catholic friend, he took her into the Catholic church. She's not Catholic, and then the girl, she entered into the church and she saw a crucifix. And she said, "Oh my God." And then the gentleman, he said, "Oh my God." Today we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross. Why we are worshiping the crucifix? That is a killing tool. That is, Roman soldier killed people by nailing up there to the cross. And now why we are worshiping that? Is it weird for you? Why we have this feast today? With that, I would love to share with you 3 points from a homily today. The first one, sacrifice. Second one, suffering. And the last one, salvation. Three letter S. The first one, sacrifice. Jesus, he suffered and sacrificed a lot on the cross. We can sacrifice. We can make our own sacrifice. Sacrifice is a big deal for me as a priest and my personal life as well. To be honest with you, I did my daily, I do my sacrifices a lot every day. For example, 2 nights ago, I took out of the trash and I told God, "God, I will take out of this trash to pray for my parishioners." This morning, I woke up at 6 and then I came down the kitchen and I wiped down all the things on the kitchen, in the kitchen. And then I told God, "God, I will do this one to pray for my parishioners at Light of the World." I'm doing the sacrifices every day. And no one knows. Of course, now you know because I shared it with you. But like, tomorrow you will not know. Okay? But the thing is, God knows. Whenever you do a sacrifice, I want you to do that for your family, okay? For your mom, for your dad, for your children, for your spouses. And then, but I want to distinguish two things. Human actions and spiritual actions, like human action and divine actions. Okay, if you, everyone can check out of the trash. Do you agree? Yeah, everyone can clean the dishes. Everyone can do that, and everyone can make that as a human thing. However, this is the Catholic thing. If you are doing that, but you offer that up to God, that will transform the whole thing up to another level. So we call that sacrifice. And from that sacrifice, God can use that to transform someone else, can save someone else. So that if I am taking out of the trash, if I'm washing dishes and I did nothing, it's still nothing. However, if I am offer that up to God, I will tell God, God, I will do this one to pray for my parishioners. I will do that one to pray for my mom. I will do that one to pray for my dad. Now, completely, completely different. You go home today, okay? You drive your car. God, I will use 10 minutes from here to my house to pray for my mom. Now, different. You are driving, but you offer that sacrifice to God. Now you are doing something beyond yourself, something above you, something that God can use that to save someone down here again. It's so powerful, okay? And I want you to try that. Try that, okay? I want you to do that because that's what I am doing every day. I'm doing sacrifices every day. The second, suffering. Today we celebrate the exaltation of the Holy Cross. Jesus, he suffered on the cross. He chose to suffer. He chose that. He's not weak on the cross. No, because he chose that. He's so strong. He chose to suffer for humanity. When I pray for today, I want you to imagine like today with me, okay? Ponder in your heart today. When you go home and then you put yourself, if you are Jesus, if you were Jesus, of course you are not Jesus, but if you were him and then you are dying on the cross and people underneath you mocking at you, people telling you, hey, Jesus, you told me you are God, huh? Come down. And if you know that you are God, you will feel like, if you know you are God, okay? If you know you are God, and if you know that you are the Son of God, you are the one who saved them, and then now you are dying nakedly, shameful on the cross, like shameful. And then the people like surround you underneath the cross, mocking at you. Okay? And how do you feel? Well, brother, sister, how do you feel? I want you to pray about that today. Okay? And how do you feel about Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary? She was underneath of the cross, and then she looked at her son dying like criminal on the cross. And then how does she feel? Like, oh, my son dying like a criminal, people mocking at him, people laughing at him, people like teasing at him. How do you feel as a mom? Like someone mocking your son and your daughter? Like if I have a daughter and then someone mocking my daughter, how do you feel as a dad? You know what I mean. You know what I mean. So that, brother, sister, I think today is so important that God, why he did that? He died, he suffered, and he resurrected. Because I think one thing on the cross, and no one understand, no human beings can understand, because of love, that's all. That's all. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God came to the world not. He did not give to the world an advice, but he gave his son. And that's so different. Again, I can give you an advice. Hey, be good, be nice. But I don't give myself to you because I can't. But God, instead of like giving advice in the gospel, not only he given you his words, but also he gave himself on the cross by death. That is so powerful for me to think about that. So powerful. The last point from my homily today is will be salvation. Brother and sister, we worship the cross because the crucifix is not about the cross itself, but we're worshiping the man up there, the God up there. Because a cross, crosses, is that they are killing tools of Roman people. They kill people like that. But we don't worship like the killing tool, but we worship the man up there. From that man up there, he transformed the whole cross. And now the crucifixion is a symbol of love. It is a power that we can receive from that. On the cross, you will see on his side, you will see the blood and water. The blood represents baptism. No, sorry, water. Water represents baptism. The blood represents Eucharist, the blood. And then in the moment, you will see me raise the host up there, and I will raise the chalice up there. And then if you see behind me, the Jesus who died on the cross, his blood is poured out into my chalice. And that blood that I raise, that is exactly the blood of Jesus 2,000 years ago on the cross. How's that? Is it cool? I think it's so cool. I think it's so duper, super cool. Like the chalice I raise, in the moment you will see me raise it, and then that blood in my chalice will be exactly with the same blood on the cross that 2,000 years ago he poured out for people. And brother, sister, evil is afraid of that blood. Why? Because evil knows that blood can bring salvation. I want you to keep the crucifixes with you all the time. Evil hates crucifixion a lot. A lot. Evil is afraid of crucifixion a lot. I want you to keep that with your body, in your houses, in your cars, in your room. Keep the crucifixion with you all the time. Because evil cannot endure that anymore. Because from that crucifixion, we receive salvation. When I entered into the diaconate ordination 3 years ago, I laid out my completely body on the floor, on the marble. It was so cold because the floor right now in the seminary, it was so cold. But I told God, from now on, I will offer my body, my soul, everything for my future for you and to you, to save the souls and help me, protect me by your crucifixion, by your cross. Please, I want you to, brother and sister, I want you to do the same, having crucifixion with you all the time, okay? I believe that crucifixion is so powerful that I want you to keep that with you. The sufferings, the death, the shooting, you all know that. Last week was, I would say, is a dark week for us. You all know not all the news already. I don't need to repeat that anymore. But especially with all the shooting around the U.S., all the violence, especially in Evergreen High School, you know all the news as well. And the Archbishop Samuel Aquila, we ask us to pray for the victims, to pray for the families, okay? And maybe I can offer a little prayer to them. Lord, our hearts are broken. We mourn those who have died. We lift up their families and friends in our prayers. We ask for justice, for healing, for peace. Make us instruments of your peace in the world that is hurting. And above all, teach us to love. The Blessed Virgin Mary, please keep them, your family, the families, the victim, all the souls of the victims in your arms, and help them, all of them. Amen.